Hello, humanity. Good morning, good evening, or good night. The middle of the night, wherever you are. Maybe you are underneath the covers, peeking out. Remember when you were a kid? I don't know if you did this, but I sure did. And I wanted to read in the middle of the night. And so I would go under the covers and I'd have my flashlight on and I would read. And oh, those were such magical, magical times. Hi, my name is Fif. I am the co-founder of MediClown Academy. And we are broadcasting from the most amazing place on earth, Oroville, the place of human unity. So what is human unity? And why do we even want to have human unity? It's because we want to stop fighting. We want to be able to look at someone and believe in who they are and what is in their heart. This past couple of weeks, I've had the amazing privilege and honor to do online sessions with 3.5 and 4.5 year olds. And they were absolutely captivated by things that you and I just take for granted, like walking out in the backyard and looking at the fish in the pond. Have you taken a moment to walk out and to smell the beautiful fresh air? Just take a breath with me. Take another breath with me. And one more last one. You see, when we take a breath, it rewires who we are. We can get calm, or if we're breathing fast, well, that can be like a little puppy, right? So these little kids, I said, what does a puppy sound like? And it was anything from ruff, ruff, ruff to meow. Yes, some of them thought a puppy was a little kitten. And it can be. It can be. Because there are times when you have a cat, a little kitten that's been brought up by a dog or by dogs in the wild. Like, for example, a little baby cub, which is a cat, but a smaller cat. And a dog, a wolverine or a wolf. And they learn to love each other. They learn to care for each other deep within their heart. And they take on the characterizations and the characters of each other. Can you imagine if, as human beings, we took on the character of someone else? The beautiful character. I'm looking at this dude behind the camera. Fantastic 16-year-old kid from Oroville. And his ideas are so amazing, and they're fresh, and they're wonderful. This is our today. It's not our tomorrow. It is our today. And so when we take the time to breathe in new life, new hope, new love, and we take the time to look at someone else and put ourselves in their shoes, whether we're laughing, whether we're crying, whether we're breathing, we truly begin to feel the other person. Let's, for just this moment, laugh. So I want us to think about a baby, and let's laugh like a little baby, where you're enjoying the baby and the baby is enjoying you, and you're going back and forth from being the adult to enjoying the baby and the baby enjoying the adult. So on the count of three, are you with me, Stefano? Yeah? Even silently, you can do it silently. 1, 2, 3. Now allow it to grow. And really loud. And take it around the world. Ha ha ha! take a deep breath in and bring it back home to you. And just take it silently deep inside. And feel that healing vibration that's going from your toes to your head. And now, when you can remember that, and you go out on the street, if you're not in lockdown, and you walk out, and in your heart, you're laughing like a baby, you're laughing like an older person, but you're laughing with love in your heart, and you are connecting heart to heart, eye to eye with someone, you are sharing love, and you are creating a human unity. Also, look at your pets. Look at your fish. Look at your dog, your cat, your mountain goats. It doesn't matter. But let's create that beautiful bond of love. On that note, let's laugh our way out, and we'll see you next time. And remember to honor the kids in your life. I honor you, Elle, because he is fantastic. And honor the kids who are not just our future, they are our today. And they are the ones who are going to come together. On that note, let's laugh our way out.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville,
la ville internationale in India.